Track 3, Culture. Sites of Memory. Harrison has been interested in war memorials since encountering one at the top of his street as a child. The acid rain caused by Jarrow's factories had washed the names away. Since then, Harrison has been fascinated with how the memory of war is made visible, especially to those who weren't involved. Harrison initially photographed war memorials across England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. The resulting large-scale colour photographs explore issues such as memory and mutual understanding in the aftermath of world wars and similar conflicts. Photographs of First World War memorials in Wolverhampton have been commissioned for this exhibition and will be displayed alongside images from Britain and Germany taken in the last 20 years. These images also explore how war memorials are designed, located, and presented in different countries. This art exhibition will take place until the 2nd of December at Wolverhampton Art Gallery, with no booking fee or tickets required. The Mountaintop. The smell of cigarettes and coffee hangs thick in the air as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. winds down from a day of preaching and marching. An intimate look into the quieter moment of King's life, the Mountaintop chips away at the myth of the great man to expose his fears about his family, his country, and the ever-looming threat of a violent death. Set during the height of America's civil rights movement on the night before his death, Katori Hall's sharp and powerful play confronts the legend and his legacy. Are we really free, or do we live in a world of false liberation? Olivia Award winner and Best New Play for 2010. This theatrical event will take place from the 27th of November to the 1st of December at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre from 8 o'clock in the evening onwards. Prices will cost £10 with a £2.50 booking fee required. The Mary Stevens Hospice presents Cinderella. To be honest, life ain't great for poor Cinderella. After her henpecked father marries the wicked and oppressive Rubella, Cinders is forced to live as a slave, charged only with ensuring her stepmother and ugly stepsisters are kept fed, watered and happy. However, when the prince of the realm invites all of the women of the land to a ball at his palace, our heroine decides she must do whatever she can in order to attend. After all, it's not like her stepmother can make her life any worse, is it? But how on earth can she get there unseen? And what will she wear? Taxis are expensive, especially to the palace, and it's not like she can pop up to Merry Hill to get a nice dress. Between you and us, we can tell you that with the help of her fairy godmother, her best friend Buttons and a few unexpected guests, Cinderella will go to the ball and maybe even change her life forever. This Black Country pantomime will take place at Stourbridge Town Hall from the 28th of November to the 30th of November. Tickets will start from £10 to £16, with family tickets costing £52. For more information on tickets, please call the box office on 01384 377 778. The Broken Truce, Stourbridge Theatre Company. Spring 1919 and the Great War, the war to end all wars, is over. At Pendover Hall, which has been requisitioned for use as a military hospital, things are set to return to normal. But those returning from the war have different aims. They will not go back to the past, but are intent on creating a different future. The war has unleashed new energies and new ideals, but it haunts their present lives, and the conflict between father and son, soldier and civilian, man and woman, is both bitter and brutal. This play is written and directed by Stourbridge playwright David Morris, especially for the Stourbridge Theatre Company, to commemorate 100 years since the end of the First World War. This theatrical event will take place on the 24th of November at Stourbridge Town Hall. Prices will start at £10 and a booking fee may be required. To find out more about this event, please call the box office on 01384 377 778. City of Birmingham Choir, Dream of Gerontius. Premiered at Birmingham Town Hall in 1900, this moving, dramatic and passionate work is regarded as Elgar's finest choral masterpiece. Don't miss the opportunity to hear this glorious reflection on life, death and the hereafter, performed once again in the Town Hall by the superb City of Birmingham Choir, together with the Birmingham Philharmonic Orchestra, voted Best Orchestra in the Midlands by What's On in 2018. This musical event will take place on the 25th of November at Birmingham Town Hall from 2:30 in the afternoon onwards. Prices will vary between £6.25 to £28.50 with a booking fee required. For more information on this event, please call Birmingham Town Hall on 0121 780 3333. Lunchtime Organ Concert, Thomas Trotter. Thomas Trotter's last solo recital of the year has something for everyone, ending in a sensational display of musical fireworks, an athletic concert study for pedals by Canadian Rachel Laurin. A varied selection of music from four centuries explores all the colours of the Town Hall organ, power and majesty in Elgar's gloriously tuneful sonata, the delicacy of Elizabethan lutenist John Dowland, baroque splendour in de Grigny's hymn to the Virgin Mary, and the haunting harmonies of Sibelius's nostalgic waltz, and classics of light music by Leroy Anderson to give a rare outing to the organ's bells. This organ concert will take place on the 25th of November from 1 p.m. onwards at Birmingham Town Hall. Prices will cost £6 with no booking fee required. 60s Gold, the biggest lineup, the most hits. Following last year's successful tour, 60s Gold returns with an even stronger lineup of artists that between them scored over 50 UK top 30 hits. With a career spanning six decades, the Searchers now embark upon what will be their farewell 60s tour. It all began in Liverpool, where they were tipped to be as big as the Beatles. The Searchers spent 128 weeks in the charts with sales of more than 50 million, including three massive UK number one hits. The Merseybeats are another success story from the Liverpool Merseybeat boom years. Great memorable hit records including Sorrow, I Think of You and Wishing and Hoping. Following on in the wake of Merseybeat, the Fortunes added another dimension to the sound of the classic pop song, with hits including You've Got Your Troubles and Here It Comes Again. The Fortunes remain one of the UK's premier harmony groups. This will be Ponytail PJ Proby's farewell UK tour. His controversial trouser-splitting shocked the nation and in 1964 was the Melody Maker Teen Idol Award winner. His hit record spent 91 weeks in the charts. Steve Ellis is the original lead vocalist and founder of Love Affair, who had five top 20 singles, including their number one, Everlasting Love. Finally, Vanity Fair scored with three top 20 hits in the late 60s, including their catchy Hitchin' a Ride. Relive the magic of the 1960s with six of the biggest chart acts of the decade. This event will take place on the 28th of November at Symphony Hall, Birmingham, and tickets will cost £37.50 with a £2.50 booking fee.